There are initial talks between the United States and the Congo. As a matter of fact, I think it's unofficial, but President Trump will be announcing a envoy to the Great Lakes, Dr. Boulos, that's been kind of selected to come to the region to discuss with Congo and Rwanda how some of the conflict can be resolved, and then also engaging with the Congolese and companies like Gécamines on how the United States can participate in the mineral wealth of the Congo.
So, yes, there is talks underway.
Yes. They're initial talks, and I would say that there's an exchange of communication. However, I think those channels of communication are being formalized.
Why are these negotiations going on right now between the U.S. and the DR Congo?
I think there's concern about the elevation of conflict between the Rwandans and the Congolese, and of course, the Angolans are working hard in the Luanda process to try to get the parties to stop fighting. And I think the reality is when you look at Eastern Congo, truly the instability is really over mineral rights. And there's been a precedent for over 30 years, basically of Rwanda accessing Congolese mineral rights, I will say unofficially. And maybe the idea is to try to find a mechanism whereby this commerce can be more formalized and, you know, tariffs and whatnot can be used. And instead of spending money on militarization of the region, those funds could be basically reutilized in terms of developing the regional economy, possibly, you know, for the benefit of both countries.
M23 fighters reportedly backed by neighboring Rwanda, although Rwanda denies that, have made big advances in mineral-rich parts of the country in the east, like you mentioned. Is President Felix Tshisekedi worried that they're going to make it all the way to Kinshasa at this point, which is a pretty far ways away from where they're at right now? It's like 1,000 miles, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't think in Kinshasa there's concern about the M23 or the Rwandans coming to take over Kinshasa. I think, actually, if that were to happen, I think it would be very bad news for President Kagame to destabilize the Congo. I think the United States, the United Kingdom, France, and others have made it very clear that that would be unacceptable. And as to the mineral rights in the east, you're not going to find Western investment come into that area as long as M23 is in that area terrorizing the population. So, unequivocally, everyone knows that Rwanda is backing M23 as its proxy and that there are Rwandan defense forces in Congo. This has been a paradigm for the last 30 years. And, you know, billions of dollars have been spent to bring peace, and it hasn't happened. In the reality, this is more of an economic war than anything else. And hopefully the parties can find a way to come up with a solution. But like I said, the Congolese are asking that their sovereignty be respected. And then obviously the Rwandans are here. But look, every day there are minerals, wood, lumber, and other strategic and critical minerals that go back and forth through the border illegally. So maybe the real idea is finding a way to have that trade more, say, formalized, official. And if you think, if you could kind of get that mechanism in place, both countries would not have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in terms of defense and military action in the region.
Do you know if those M23 rebels, are they controlling any of this? You talk about how it's kind of like a illegal black market thing going on with some of the sale of these items, the lumber, the precious metals. Do the rebels have some of that right now?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a tremendous amount of gold, tantalum, and coltan that are currently being exported to Rwanda. There's a couple mines. I think one of them is called Lulabaya, if I'm correct. That mine's been taken over by the rebels. And if the rebels aren't themselves proactively mining it, the people or the local communities that are mining it are basically being charged a surcharge for those minerals to move.
So we know that there's some valuable resources there, and we know that what the U.S. wants. What would the DR Congo government get out of this?
Well, I think, look, the reality is you've had China heavily invested in the Congo. I mean, a lot of it's through, and this has happened under the previous administration, but there was a lot of corruption involved in some of these mega deals, and under President Tshisekedi, they've tried to reset some of these deals whereby the Chinese have been forced to pay money that was owed to the state. And I think they're trying to diversify their investor base. And of course, the United States and other Western countries are very interested in coming and developing these assets in Congo. So in the Congolese context, you know, diversifying investment, you know, critical strategic minerals are very important. And I think if they could kind of stabilize the country and, you know, there could be peace with Rwanda, I think you would see a major uptick in investment, and it would be probably to the benefit of both countries.